Okay, well, thank you everyone for tuning in with us tonight. This is our April Purium Health Products Business Building Conference Call. We're very excited that everybody tuned in tonight. We have some really exciting information to share with all of our members. We have on the line with us, we have David Sandoval, who's the founder and owner of Purium Health Products. And if you don't know me, I'm Amy. I'm one of the other founders and owners of Purium Health Products. So welcome, Dave. I know we've got a nice agenda here to go over with our members. So let's jump right into the information, unless there was some opening comments that you would like to share with everybody.
No, it's just nice to have you back with us. I know I've gotten some calls saying, we miss Amy, so it's really nice. And we know that you've been very busy helping orchestrate some of the important changes within the company, and we do appreciate that. One thing I know that you've been helping us move forward is the newsletter. We've got a newsletter. It is the first quarterly newsletter, and it's going out in the fourth month, which really doesn't make sense. But we figure if we get another one out in the next couple of months, we'll at least be back on track. But the reason we needed to wait, Amy will tell you, is because we needed to be sure about the name change, its legality, and a couple of other important things. And we felt that they were so important to go into this newsletter that it was worth holding. But Amy, do you want to tell them some of the things they could expect to sort of view in that upcoming newsletter? And I believe it's being sent this week. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah. It is at the printer, and it should be going out in the mail by the end of the week. So hopefully by the end of next week, everybody will have received it. And the first thing that you'll notice on it is that we're not using Platinum Health Products anymore. The last newsletter still said Platinum. And as you probably heard, if you were on the business building call in February, we announced that we were changing our name. We have changed our name to Purium Health Products, and you will notice on the new newsletter as well as on the website, we have introduced the Purium name and the Purium phraseology. So do you want to expand upon that a little bit?
Well, Dave? Yes, the you're talking about the new words that we're using to describe the products, and we had come up with sort of a, I guess, a buzz or a catchphrase that we want people to be sort of synonymous with Purium Health Products. And we came up with where pure and premium come together, because that really is the essence of Purium Health Products. It's, we believe that the purity is important. The more pure the products are, the better that they'll be from you, be for you. And, of course, premium quality ingredients, you know, organic whenever available without having been irradiated or genetically modified organisms or unnecessary binders, fillers, sweeteners, things like that. That's what we're committed to. So Purium Health Products, where pure and premium come together, is a catchphrase that we would like to see. Of course, we're still going to use leaders in anti-aging through nutrition. Leaders in anti-aging through nutrition is definitely one of those monikers we'll continue to use, but we also are adding where pure and premium come together, and you will see that gracing the, those words will be found periodically throughout our new catalog. So we'll begin to imprint that information, that image, into people's minds, so that when they think Purium, the first thing that comes to their head is pure and premium.
And as you just mentioned, that catchphrase as well as the new name will be on our new catalog. And we've had so many new members joining. We've had to reorder the catalogs again. It seems like we just ordered them a couple months ago, and we're out already. And those new catalogs should be in by the end of the month with the name change effective on it in the new phraseology. So ask for a free catalog in your next order, so you can have one for your files with the new name on it.
Now, of course, we're always looking to improve the quality of the sales literature, and the catalog, of course, is part of that. We are currently working on a next-generation catalog. It is taking some time, but this is a catalog that is the primary change is the fact that Purium is now replaced everywhere where it said Platinum. All of our latest products are listed on the price sheet along with some little pictures as well. But there will be a new, next, and better generation coming in the near future, we hope, by the, you know, by the mid or third quarter of 2008. So look forward to that coming up. But in the meantime, we do have a new, really something I've wanted for a long time, and Amy and I put our efforts together. And inside of the newsletter that's coming up, we actually have put an insert, and that insert is a standalone promotional piece that you could either photocopy or you could even download a color version off of the internet, and eventually you will be able to buy them from us as well in bundles of like 10 or 20 or 50, however we typically do that. But Amy, do you want to tell them a little bit about that sell sheet?
Sure. Well, remember, if you've been on the education conference calls, or even if you've been on some of the business building calls, I believe we talked about in December and January, the many faces of Purium Health Products or Platinum Health Products at the time. We said we could consider ourselves a sports nutrition company. We could consider ourselves an anti-aging company. We could consider ourselves a whole food nutrition company. And so what we've done is we've taken those different genres that you could say we specialize in, although we specialize in many different things, and we've put them together. We put the information about that subject matter onto one concise flyer. So you can take that flyer and you can go target that market and, you know, make it look like Platinum Health Products is a true sports nutrition company when, in, you know, we're sports nutrition, we're anti-aging, we're whole food nutrition.
It's almost like, let's say that you, Amy, let's say that you want shoes, right? And you know that, let's say, Macy's has a good shoe department, but they also have a bunch of other stuff. So maybe you don't think of them as just about being shoes. So maybe you go, you know what, I'm going to go to, you know, to Marlene's, you know, shoe house or whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever it might be. You may not. So in order to let people know that we're not just a grocery store with everything, we want to say, you know what, we're a sports nutrition company. Here's a piece of literature that defines us as a sports nutrition company. Here's a piece of literature that describes each of our products that are for sports nutrition as though they were designed for and are specific to sports nutrition. So if you never know about anti-aging, if you don't care about detoxification, if you couldn't give a hoot about whole food nutrition, all you care about is looking buff, recovering, being faster, jumping higher, you know what I mean, recovering, and all of, actually, I already said that, but building a stronger physique, you will see that this piece of literature will illustrate to anybody that we are the company with the products that they need, and that is a way of laser focusing your effort. Now, it is our intention in the next newsletter to put in an anti-aging flyer, or perhaps it might be one of the other subject matters that we believe, as we said, we broke the company down and said each one of these is a focus, whether it be anti-aging, detoxification. Maybe the next flyer is all about detoxification. We'll get feedback from our leaders and see what you would like to do next. But in each newsletter from this point forward, I think it needs to be our point to create one new, really nice sales sheet that you could get and begin to utilize. Do you think that's a commitment that you share with me?
Absolutely, and what we would like to encourage our members to do, if you're, you know, excited and committed to building the business, is take what we've chosen for that quarter, per se, and use that as your lead material. Like, go to gym, go to athletes, go to even, like, adult athletic leagues with this flyer, and you can really use that to really laser focus in on what we're talking about here. So as Dave mentioned, just to reiterate that this flyer, a black and white version of it, will be included in the newsletter that is mailing out this week. So you guys will all have it in your hands probably by the end of next week. And you can also download it on the website. It will be up very shortly. It'll be in the back office. It'll also be in the front office under education, as well as when people go onto the website and they click on fitness products, they'll see the content of this flyer at the top. So they're not just going straight into a shopping cart where they don't really know what to focus on. If they click on fitness, it'll give some background information about how all of our products or how the fitness-related products help you to recover faster and help with athletic performance. So we think we're upgrading the education on the website with this information as well.
Absolutely, and that's an important point, because when people click on that, this will be at their fingertips, and I think that that's great. So the website is definitely picking up, and you know, we could see that, in other words, the website is more and more sophisticated and more able to serve our needs, and we're going to continue to make those improvements. What we would like all of you to do is, if you're going on the website and you go, dang, it would be nice to see this information there, then let us know, and chances are we could populate the website with that information at a place where you want to see it. We've taken a lot of suggestions like that already from our members. Now, we really do have just one more issue to cover before we get to the main event of the evening. The main event this evening actually is a major adjustment that has been made for the future of the company, to help people who are business builders, to have a much greater chance at bringing new people into the business, and thus creating a greater economic incentive, meaning that if you are doing this to help you and your family income, if this is your second or primary income, we believe that the changes that Amy and I have come up with, very simple, even it's just really a single change, but it will make a profound difference. But before we get to that, we are on the road again, aren't we, Amy? We are headed out, and we are going to do an event in New York City. And is now the right time to talk about that, or is there anything you would like to wrap up about the previous subjects, the website, the new catalog, et cetera?
Nope. I think basically we're leading right into that, to being on the road again, and it ties right in with the sports nutrition flyer that we were talking about, because two of your events are going to be taking place at workout centers. So
yes, they're called the Power Center, and you all know Amy's very familiar with Eric Neese, and his brother, Johnny, is a former NFL football player. He is also I forget the technical term, but he's a workout kinesiologist, I guess. He's a personal trainer. He owns two gyms called the Power Centers, and he is hosting two events, one afternoon and one evening event, and that will be on May 1st, the afternoon event taking place right around, I think, 1 o'clock, and the evening event taking place at 7, and that is going to be at the Power Center in New Jersey. We'll be happy to present you with the address. We have put the information into the newsletter, I believe, that's on the way out. Amy, you have actually physically mailed notification.
Postcard
to each and every one of you. In addition to that, the information is on the website, and we are sending out a couple of voice reminders to the people on the East Coast that we would like them to attend. There is also another event in Manhattan, downtown at the Hilton. That will take place at 2 o'clock on Saturday, allowing anyone who wants to come into the city via public transportation and participate in that event. Now, we are holding the price at $10, and if you buy 4 tickets, you will only pay for 3. Buy 3, get 1 free. And we are going to have some healthy little snacks. It's not going to be a food fest, but we're going to have a few healthy little snacks for you to taste. And we really are hoping that people will take advantage of this and join us. Amy, any other comments?
Dates. We didn't mention which weekend that's going to be. I believe it's in the very beginning of May. Is that correct?
Yes, May 1st will be the event in New Jersey. That's a Thursday. And that will be at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And then in Manhattan on the 3rd, that will be a Saturday. We're going to be having the event again starting at 2 o'clock. And again, admission is $10. So that's the 1st and the 3rd, respectively. 2 events on the 1st, 1 on the 3rd. And regardless of which event you attend, admission is $10. We do require payment in advance, although last-minute ticket sales will not be rejected so long as there is room. We have in the past sold these events out and had some very disappointed people who thought they could get their ticket at the door.
So please call in if you're in the New York, New Jersey area, or if you have friends or family members there, please call in or have them call in to customer service and make that $10 reservation. Get your ticket reserved in advance to make sure that you you claim a seat at the Purium Health Products Snap and Sip, Snack and Sip education and lecture back in New York City. So, and that is the very first weekend in May. That's Thursday, May 1st, and Saturday, May 3rd. That's really exciting. So many people in the New York area have asked for you to come back. So I'm really glad that you're making your way back out there. New York is one of our biggest groups, and we hope that it continues to grow.
Absolutely. We're really looking forward to it. But really, the reason we're here tonight, and this is all important information that we covered, this is all the standard operating procedure. These are the sort of the important details that we'll cover, bringing you up to date on what is happening and what is going to happen in the near future. And that having been said, Amy and I want to tell you that the best ideas for this company always come from our members, from our leaders, from the top people who are trying to help, you know, work this business and make it a success for themselves. They're the most likely to call us and say, you know, we'd really like to see this, or we'd really like to see that. And many, many times Amy and I have used those suggestions as the basis for some of our most important and dramatic changes within the company. That having been said, we have been asked for many, many months, even a couple of years, by our leaders to help us to incentivize people to join the company. Now, one of our top leaders sent me an email, and he said the motivation to save money is much stronger than the motivation to make money. When we tell our distributors that when they buy $150 or more, when we tell people when they buy $150 or more that their shipping goes to zero, they will add $30 to $50 to their order just to save that $5 or $10 on shipping, because they would like to find a way to not pay unnecessary costs. In addition to that, if gas is advertised at 5 cents cheaper a pound 6 miles away, you might actually go there, put $10 in your gas tank, and have saved 50 cents. But in the same time, you may have used a third or an eighth of a gallon, which actually was 50 cents worth of gas. The proof of that is that saving money is a very strong motivator for people. Sometimes the money is a real savings. For example, with the free shipping, sometimes it's imagined when you drive, you know, a ways to save money on gas. In reality, spent just as much gas in, you know what I'm saying, Amy?
To get to the other gas station.
Yes, but that having been said, the true savings and the real incentive is going to need to be restored to Purium Health Products Compensation Plan. But we never, ever take anything away from our existing members. So I want to turn this over to Amy, who has a more logical mind than I do for numbers. The girl is brilliant. So I'm going to ask her to do her best to explain to you a fundamental change that we are making in the way that we are going to pay out our new members' commissions. Is that correct, Amy?
Absolutely. Well, starting May 1st is when we're going to make the change. We are changing the comp plan in one simple way that we hope is really going to encourage member sign-ups. We also hope that if you are talking to people and you just want to get people involved on a buying club type of level, that the commissions, the added commissions, will go in your pocket. So whether it's by adding members to the team, which ultimately will generate larger commissions for you, or if the person is not going to be a business builder, is not going to share the opportunity with others, those savings will go onto your commission check. So basically,
exactly. Could I interject one thing?
Yeah, please.
Because Amy and I, we want to learn. We want to learn from the information that we gather. And the information that Amy and I have gathered over the 3 years that we've been doing this is that all of our customers come into two categories. We have three categories. We have some people that simply want access to good products, and they're going to buy our products at retail, and they're never going to question. We have other people who want to save money. And so they're going to say, how could I save money on these products? And the answer is, well, become a member. But what they're really becoming a member of, in their mind, is a buying club. They're paying admission to a club. They're paying a membership fee. And when they get admission, as a reward for that, it's like the AARP. They've got a discount card. And they, except for we're the YARP, we're the young people of America, because it doesn't matter how old you are, we're making you and keeping you young. But the truth is that the other people are those people who are actually helping us fulfill a promise to each other and to ourselves, and that's to tell as many people about the benefits of Purium Health Products, to spread the word, to help us realize our goal and our dream of having as many people hear about our products and try our products as is possible. So there are two incentives. There's an incentive to join our buying club and to continue using our products, and that incentive is their quality and the referral or member discount, which is 20 or 25%. You're a preferred member, you save 20%. If you want to give them an extra 5%, sign them up, and you're going to make and they're going to save 25%. But only if you are a referring member, what we call a member who also brings other people in, will you be entitled to that additional 15%. And we don't mean you folks who are listening. We mean the people who you will bring in the future. And Amy is better at explaining it than me, but I just wanted to explain that, you know, her, Amy, and I have seen that we have two primary type of people, consumers and business builders. And we realized we were giving an incentive to consumers that did not belong to consumers, it belonged to business builders. So we wanted to take that incentive and shift it from the consumer to the business builder. Is that correct, Amy? Is that the right way to think of phrasing it?
Yeah, I'm really glad that you put it in that perspective. So let's go through a couple of examples, because sometimes it's hard to talk about it in words, but if we talk about it with numbers or examples, it's a little bit easier to understand.
And what Amy did is she made the examples based on a $100 increment. That way we could easily do the math and say, well, if it was $50, it was half as much. If it was $200, it was twice as much. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
I appreciate you doing that for us, Amy.
Okay, well, let's take it from the top. Everybody on the call right now is an existing member. By being an existing member, by becoming a member of Purium Health Products, you have the right and hopefully the implied contract with us to an incentive to talk about the products, to share the products, to share the education with others, and in exchange for that, there's a financial reward. Well, when you sign someone up for the $29.95, you get a 10%.
$10, 33%.
I'm sorry. Thank you. You get exactly a 33% or $10, what we call a direct commission. So for everyone that you sign up at the $29.95 price, you get a $10 direct commission. So let's say you're talking to somebody, you meet somebody, they're very interested in the products, but you don't feel that they are a business builder. Or as we talked about in the past, we talked about doing it in a couple of different levels if you're unsure, because some people are uncomfortable with the idea that they need to be a salesperson and they need to go out and refer these products and make sales, or they would just rather talk about them for personal use and personal consumption and wait and let the products do the talking. And when the people are so impressed with the products, then they want to refer. So you have a person, they want to use the products, you sign them up. You make $10 off of that direct commission. Now, if you remember, approximately a year ago, we changed the compensation plan to when you sign up a new member, you get 100% of the commission paid out to you on that member's first order. That commission, the 100% of that commission is 28%. So let's say you sign them up, so you get your $10 off of the $29.95. You sell them $100 worth of products for them to use. What we call the wrapped up commission on the first order is 28%. So that is
the rolled up commission, I believe.
Rolled up commission. Thank you.
That's okay.
The rolled up commission is 28%, so that's $28. So you've got $38 right there. Well, that's where it used to stop on a $100 initial order on a new member. But now what we've done is instead of giving that member, as Dave explained a while ago, instead of giving them that additional 15%, like everyone's used to getting that, what we call the instantized rebate, we're going to give that 15% to you. Because now, until that new member signs up two people underneath them, effectively...
Which turns them into an active sort of recruiting member, which is what we want everyone to do. So our incentive is to do that, right?
Exactly. So until that new member that you've just signed up, so until that new member on your first level signs up two people on their first level, you will make that 15% instant rebate. That instant rebate will no longer go to them. That 15% will go up to you. So
if they order $1,000 worth of products and never bring in anybody in the business, you're going to get $150 worth of profit in addition to the other profits that you were previously entitled to.
Exactly. Absolutely. And if their first order was $100, you'll get $178 because you get $28 on that first order. Something like that. You get a little bit extra. So anyway, basically.
Now
on the
second order, I mean, let's say that they then order $100 a month because they're using that level of products, and that's fairly common with people who order. To order an average order of about $100 or more. If it were $100, you're actually going to make $23 or 23% on those orders, and that is really, really good.
Exactly, because what happens then, instead of getting the rolled up 28% on the initial order, you get the standard 8%. On your first level members, so you get $8 with the 8%, and again, if they are just in it for using the product for personal consumption, you make that instantized rebate. That instantized rebate goes to you versus them. And
so you were making 8, and now you're making 23. That's almost an increase of 66, you know, of the 200%, excuse me. So that's really amazing, and remember that, you know, that they still are saving 25%. They're still getting the benefits of being a buying club member. They may have paid $100, but the retail price is actually $133, you know, and they save their 25%, and that gets them or whatever it comes to, and that gets them down to $100. So they're saving 25%. Their net order is $100. And then you're making from their net order an additional 15% and your 8%. And so this is right away going to accomplish three important things. Number one, when you bring in a new member who is only interested in buying and using products, you're going to be able to still have the incentive. You're still going to be able to offer them a powerful carrot and stick. You know, pay your $30, and for life, you get to save 25%, right? Now, on the second level, they say, but wait a minute, I want to save not 25%, I want to get my 15% rebate. You know, I want to recruit people. Well, that's fine. If they recruit two people, then they're in the same status as you are, and now instead of having one person in your downline, you have three, and it's much better to have three than to have one. And so this is a clear incentive for people to go out and just bring two more people in. Hey, dude, if you just bring two more people in, guess what? You're going to save an additional 15%, but you also have the opportunity to make money off of their two sales. And that, to me, is a much more powerful incentive than we currently have. Again, we're talking about a significantly higher payout for you and for any new member who comes on and becomes active and it becomes aggressive and ambitious about helping us spread the word. And when I say that, Amy and I are not ashamed in any way, shape, or form of the fact that we have the world-class nutritional products that will change people's lives. We have dedicated ourselves to helping people overcome health challenges without the use of medicine whenever possible. And so We're not ashamed at all that we are asking you and incentivizing you to help us spread the word. That is our mission and that is our goal. We don't shy away from it. We're proud of it. We want you to be proud of it. And now we have figured out a way with the help of some of our key members to very easily change one simple incentive. We think it will make a huge, large world of difference in the way that the company grows and people's incentive to help the company grow.
Absolutely. I mean, because it's win-win either way. Because if they don't recruit new members, if they don't build a team, basically, you're going to get the 15%. So your payout on that member is going to be larger. If they are a business builder or a team builder and sign up two people, you have more people in your group. And the more people in your group, you have people on your second level that you'll begin to make 6% of their purchases. So it really is win-win. If you are just bringing people in for buying club, you make a higher percentage, basically, of their purchases. Or if you've got somebody that wants to save that extra money, they're going to introduce the product to two additional people to save that extra money. And as you guys all know, because you're on the call, you use the products, you're existing members, you know our products work. And so the more people that we can get using our products, the products really speak for themselves, and they will continue to reorder the products. And so what's going to happen is the more people that you expose this to, or the more people that are exposed to Platinum Health products, you could, just by sheer odds, happen upon a really big business builder that falls in love with the product, and you could get that person in your
downline.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant comment. You know, Amy, I think that's perhaps the most important thing is, you know, unless you bring new people in, one in every 100 people is a superstar that's going to do a huge amount of business for you. All you have to do is bring in the numbers, let your people bring in people, and by your third or fourth, you know, level down, there's a good chance you're going to run into one of those superstars.
Right, exactly. So again, I just want to reiterate that we're not taking anything away from anyone that's on this call tonight or anybody that signs up before May 1st. You still get your incentivized rebate whether you have zero people on your first level or you have 100 people on your first level. So we're grandfathering in every single person that signs up by April 30th. The change takes place May 1st, and we really feel like it's win-win for everybody. And we want to thank the key members and leaders that helped us formulate this, that brought it to our attention, because it's a really great idea, and we really think that this will spark getting new people interested in the business.
Definitely, and a little teaser into the future, Amy and I are working on two or three products that we believe are extremely dynamic. We don't want to give any hints away, but next month's business building call, actually you're going to start to hear a little bit about it. Information is going to trickle out because we are doing some test marketing, and you know it's starting to come back with positive results. And so by next month, at the business building call, Amy and I are going to announce some pretty exciting news about a new product we've been developing. And it could mean an explosion within this company. It's one of those products that companies like this usually are built around, something that you could say, wow, you know. And so what I'm telling you is Amy and I never rest. We believe that ultimately we need to improve the company every single day. And we, as I said, will not rest until we believe we have achieved nothing short of excellence. We don't believe we have achieved that yet. We believe that we are doing very well, but there are ways to improve. And we hope that we are going to provide you with an ongoing, type of incentive to let people know about this company. So we're not going to rest. If you don't like something we have today, you're going to like something we have tomorrow, for sure. So please do remember that this company exists for one reason, and that's to help people. And if you could help us to help people, and if we could have a financial incentive to help people, imagine if teachers and nurses and crossing guards and people like that, imagine if they made the highest salaries because they, whoever helped people the most, imagine if they were most revered by society. Wouldn't that change things? Wouldn't that turn the world around if you got paid every time you made the world a better place? That would be truly changing the world. We hope that Amy and I, we actually believe in that, and we thought, you know what? Let's try to incentivize people. What could be more beautiful? What could be a greater dedication to your, in your life than help create jobs for people whose incentive, whose financial incentive is to make the world a better place, to help people have a higher quality of life, to overcome the situations that we call, debilitating. I mean, what could be better than improving somebody's life? So, Amy, I want to thank you for your dedication, for sharing this dream with me, because together we really have, with the help of so many people, we haven't done it alone, but with your dedication and with our combined vision and with the help of thousands and thousands around the world, we are changing those lives and we are changing this world. And I think that this is, you know, financially, it is something we could be very proud of, that there is a financial incentive to do good.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dave. I know it's your passion to help people, and it really shows through that for Dave and I, it's not necessarily about the money. It's about, like Dave said, changing people's lives. But we all need to pay our bills.
We know that it could definitely, it's okay to be about the money because we all have to survive.
Absolutely. And so we are looking for innovative ways to put more money in your pocket and to help us with our passion and dream of, you know, educating people about health and nutrition and improving the quality of people's lives through health and nutrition and these supplements that we manufacture, and rewarding our members with a financial reward for that to improve your quality of life on another level as well.
Exactly. So really, the true thanks and the true future and the true, you know, the true company is you all. It's certainly not us. Together, Amy and I are two. But with you, we're endless. We are limitless. We are infinity. And that's an amazing and beautiful feeling. If you knew how humbling it is for Amy and I to know that all of you trust us, if you knew how seriously we take that responsibility, I'm sure you do know, because that's the reason you trust us. But I just want to assure you that every single day Amy lives this. She breathes it. She empathizes with each of you. She cares about each of you, and she wants the best for each of you. And that's what motivates the two of us. So that having been said, this does conclude, for the most part, our information that we wanted to share with you. I promise this would last 20 minutes, and it lasted 30. So 35, actually.
35.
But Amy, could I ask you, I believe that I pretty much summarized all of the, you know, things that I wanted to cover. Would you mind then any final word and wrapping this up for me?
Well, I just want to say I hope that that everyone listening finds this as exciting as we do. And that that you're excited to go out and start recruiting new members, and because the whole thing is to build those dollars that you see on your bonus checks that come the 15th of each month, and to help grow Platinum Health Purium Health products, and to get out there and spread the word about health and nutrition. So I want to thank everyone for their, you know, dedication to our cause, and we also on another note, we will be putting the notes of this conference call up in the business building email that we send out once a month. So look for that business building email. And if anyone is in your downline that you know did not get on the call tonight, you know, please make sure that they read that business building email and try to help them understand the new concept of what we're doing, and explain to them that it's grandfathered in. Nothing's changing about their membership. It's only about new people that are being recruited. And
exactly.
One very last thing I have to say is we did do, as we talked about on the last business building call, and I apologize because this wasn't on our agenda, is the system was purged of inactive members. And so I encourage everyone to go into your back office and look at your membership tree, because there may be people that were on your second or third level that have moved up, and there may be people that you want to make contact with. There may be people that you don't even know because they were sponsored two or three levels underneath you, and then they've moved up. So go into the back office, check out your tree, and make contact with these people, because you never know. There could be a business builder in the bunch that just needs a little bit of support and help, and that's what we did. We purged out those inactive members so the people that are active can help the people underneath that that may be willing to grow the business, wanting to grow the business, just needing a little bit of guidance.
Fantastic. I feel exactly the same. And so I am looking forward to really, I believe, a fantastic year ahead of us. It's definitely started out strong. And the last thing that Amy wanted me to talk about, I saw it in our notes, is that the way that the economy is right now, unemployment is up, and everybody's looking to save money. But here's something really crazy that, and again, I guess I'm feeling old because I've been in this industry for 25 years. Wow, since I was three or so, and the bottom line is that I've seen a lot of things happen, and one thing I've seen is I've seen five down economies in those 25 years. There's been five times that for 2 years or so the economy has been scary, it's been recessionary, it's been unemployment has risen, and what's amazing is that during those times people take a much greater assessment of their personal health, of the way they feel. They know if they've got to be strong because they can't miss work or they can't miss an opportunity. And so we are experiencing sort of a renaissance in interest in keeping healthy due to the fact that people can no longer satiate and satisfy their feelings of inadequacy by buying candy or going out to dinner, buying a new clothes, buying a new car, buying a new house. Spending money, period, used to be the way that people help themselves feel better. Now people have to make themselves feel better by feeling better. And what could be better for us that people are now focusing on how they really feel physically instead of just some emotional, you know, monetary patch. And so you need to take advantage of this. You need to ask people, how do you feel? Well, I could change that. Not only that, but I could save you a lot of money when I change that compared to what you might spend to change it on your own. Is that pretty much wrap it up, Amy?
Absolutely. Perfect.
Great. Well, I want to thank everybody for having been on the call. Amy, I want to excuse you because I know you have so many things that you're working on for the company. But I am willing to stay on and answer any addition questions. Do you have 1 or 2 minutes in case the questions are too tough for me?
I'm sure I have a moment.
Okay, so if you have any questions like about the numbers part, please ask those first. And any other questions, go ahead and save for me afterwards. Okay, so first, if you don't mind, questions for Amy, and I'm going to unlock the line now. Remember, if you're star sixed, you'll have to star six again to be heard. If you have not star six yet, please do so now so that we don't have to hear the background noise when we get out of our moderator mode. So give me 2 seconds.
Hello?
Okay, great. If you need to go now, we certainly understand that, but if you have a question or would like to listen to the questions and answers, you're invited to stick around. Are there any questions first for Amy?
Yes, Dave?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Dave, this is Mary from Brooklyn.
Hey, Mary.
Okay. What about cards? Could we have some cards printed up? Some platinum, so we, you know,
yes,
investigate
in fact,
a person.
What she asked was whether we could have business cards printed up, and I think that's a great idea. On the back office, I believe that under tools or promotional items, you will find a couple of templates for business cards that have been put there. Amy, am I correct in that?
I know that was on the list. I don't know with our change in the graphics department if that was ever completed.
Okay, Mary, I'll tell you what. I promise you that we are going to put that on our list to expedite and make sure that it is done. And for everybody listening, I think we're really close to having that done. So it should be able to happen fairly quickly. Amy, would you be my partner in helping me to guarantee that?
Absolutely. Now with it, adding to our graphics department, I'm sure that we can get that done very quickly, as you said. Oh, wait, business cards and templates. Let me look. Oh, it says coming soon.
Okay.
So
we'll make sure it really is coming soon. Okay. Thank you, Mary. Great suggestion. Okay. Any other questions for Amy? Hello?
I'm not sure. I don't hear any background noise. But if you have a question, call into customer service tomorrow or email your question to info@phporder.com. We'll answer it on an individual basis. And again, we just thank everybody for calling in tonight, and we apologize for the technical difficulty here.
But most importantly, we appreciate all of you staying on for so long. We went way over, and we do apologize, but it was some important information that we wanted to cover. And so, Amy, good night. Good night to all of you, and God bless. We look forward, for those of you who are going to join us this Wednesday, our consumer education series is focusing on irritable bowel syndrome, and you will be receiving your second voice reminder, I'm afraid, of the week about that coming up. We apologize for any intrusion. Otherwise, look forward to having you with us Wednesday, and have a great day. Amy, have a great evening.